The coalition is refusing to say whether it will go to the federal election offering income tax cuts. Ahead of next week's federal budget, Peter Dutton's Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor has been arguing that Jim Chalmers' revamp of the Stage 3 tax cuts has failed to reduce bracket creep and left workers on track to pay an extra $8,900 in tax by the end of the decade. Mr. Taylor has released research showing the average Australian worker paid $3,500 more in tax last financial year than before the Albanese government was elected. National Senator Bridget McKenzie told Channel 7 the coalition will have more to say on the issue soon.
Well, we're going to have much more to say about our lower tax guarantee as we head into the election.
But you can't
say anything
right now.
That is the reality. And the data from economists says that Australians are paying more tax as a proportion of the federal government.
Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the coalition should be transparent about any policy proposals on income tax cuts.
We're going to keep focused on delivering tax relief for Australians. And to your question about tax, we have just delivered a tax cut for every single tax-paying Australian. Peter Dutton was so angry about it, he called for an election 12 months ago to try and stop it. We're the party that's actually now delivering tax cuts. The Liberal Party and the National Party, that Bridget's a member of, are just completely all over the shop when it comes to tax relief for Australians.